Authorities say that as emergency responders treated a civilian who had been shot, another person approached, opened fire, and critically injured the paramedic.
It's called Cap to Cap, Sacramento Metro Chamber, leading a delegation of business, civic, political representatives from the six county Sacramento region to Washington, D.C. to meet with federal representatives and promote the capital region. I spoke with Congressman Ami Bera about his involvement with this year's event.
It's a great way for folks from the region to get out to Washington, D.C. and talk to us, and for my congressional staff out here in D.C. to meet with folks that they're working with on a regular basis. You know, just the meetings that came into my office today were the flood protection team, the healthcare team, the economic development team, public safety, water resources, transportation, and food and agriculture. So that's, you know, a good smattering of the issues that matter to our region.
And what is it you do to really help highlight those issues and what we need here in terms of Washington's attention?
You know, really talking about the things that, you know, make Sacramento such a unique area. So, you know, when the workforce and economic development team came in, they were really talking about the unique assets that we have in the region. We've got two world-class universities in Sac State and UC Davis, along with a phenomenal community college system. And, you know, so how do we build off of those regional assets to really bring business to the region? You know, the transportation folks are talking about how we build the backbone and the infrastructure for 21st century transportation. You know, we just, here in Congress, hopefully we're going to have a budget deal that has streetcar funding that really links West Sacramento and Sacramento together over the Sacramento River. And, you know, those are the types of things that they're coming back and lobbying for and that I'm fighting for as a congressman.
And this is the 47th year for this, so obviously this is a productive exercise. You've had some results through the years, and some good has been accomplished.
Yes, there really has. And a lot of it is, you know, for me to have the number of meetings with folks individually would probably take several months to schedule. So for me and my staff, you know, we're able to meet with all the regional leaders from the nonprofit sector, the electeds, et cetera, in a series of 2 days. And, you know, it's really efficient, and it's a good chance for all of us to get on the same page.
And what about our weather and climate? We went through nearly 5 years of serious drought, and then here we are with a snowpack reading double than normal with the possibility of flooding, the risk of flooding. Our changing needs must be a little problematic.
Yeah, they are, but it reminds us that we've got both the risk of severe droughts but also floods. And, you know, when I was out in Wilton a couple weeks ago just standing on some of those levees, you know, one bad rainstorm and some of those levees are going to go down. So it also heightens the critical need to get some of that emergency funding in there so we can repair those levees before, you know, the next rainy season.
All right. Our thanks there to Congressman Ami Bera, speaking to us from Washington, D.C. on a Capital to Capital trip.
Great. Thanks, Kitty.
Thank you.